So did you teach him how to be a good gardener, to grow produce good?
Well, he growed up in it with his dad right in under his feet. I wasn't a good starter of a garden, but I could sure gather it and put it away.
So you left that part to your husband, the
starter
part.
Yeah, I left that part to him.
I was wondering, how long do you have to live in Roswell to be considered from Roswell?
Good.
Do they expect like your grandparents to?
I have no idea.
No. I think that even the ones that are here now will say, I'm from Roswell.
Yeah, they would.
So there's no sort of time? Like,
no.
But do y'all think they're from Roswell?
No.
Indeed not.
I've said many a time, I wish everybody that was born the other side of the Mason-Dixon line would go home so the traffic wouldn't be so heavy. But there was a saying here that if you stay in Roswell long enough to eat a peck of meal, do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Make cornbread.
You won't ever leave.
Must
I believe that's
true.
There's
a lot of eating going on.
I think it is, too.
I think that's true.
Maybe that's what happened.
There's been a lot of eating. A lot of bread and cornbread being made.
One thing we like to ask when we're finishing up is, can you think of any like key historical moments in Roswell that you'd like to talk about maybe for future generations to remember? Like,
or
any
things that you think people should know
about Roswell?
I don't believe I can. Repeat the question again.
Can you think of any historical event or any big thing that happened in Roswell that you'd like for future generations to know about?
No, because I've not been very active in that these late years. Like I say, I remember better back in 1925 than I do what's going on, has gone on now, because I wasn't involved. So I don't.
I remember how the recreation department has grown from 2 to 3 personnel until a whole building full, and the parks that we walk in used to be friends of ours, backyard and their cornfields and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that must be different. You think back and say, oh, this used to be so-and-so's backyard
right.
that I played in, and now
right.
it's a historic monument or a park.
Over at Waller Park, that used to be the Roswell Company is what they called it, but they actually made uniforms for the soldiers in khakis. And the street we lived on went down to the building was there because of the dam generation, the electricity they needed. Well, the people from farther up who didn't have cars, they would board at some of the houses along the road so as they could walk to work and back. So I knew families, well, as late as like 1936, they would have 2 and 3 boarders in their
wow.
house so
yeah.
as they could walk down to the pants factory, as they called it back in those days, to work.
Wow.
That and the cotton mill were the only two industries in Roswell, just the cotton mill and the pants factory.
And this Mr. that would hire my granddaddy and my father, he was kind of over the mill there in downtown. There was a mill and then there was a pants factory, and most of the people in the Roswell area worked there at some time. They'd work in the daytime and then they'd go home and do their garden work and their canning and all that kind of stuff.
So everybody worked in those pretty much
right,
those two.
Right. Really, my generation, I guess, maybe the one right before it was about the first ones that ventured out too much. But even the girls I graduated with, a lot of them went to work for the banks here and grocery stores and different things like that.
So most of them didn't leave then, they stayed here.
But you know, it's ironic that the people that stay here are so few and far between now. You don't see them out much anymore. And you go places and you think, well,